Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Southside Jake joining us now. Good morning to you, Jake. How you doing today, bud?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Outstanding.
Yes.
Only would be better if Michael Keaton called the show, so we're not going to relent. Jake?
He was a Batman, right?
Yes.
He said right?
Come on, Jake.
Yeah. He was good. He was the best Batman. I loved him. Batman. That was great.
You weren't sure if he was the Batman or not.
I thought he was, and I just remember. I was like, yeah, he definitely was, but I had to reaffirm myself.
Steve Martin, also Batman.
Get out of here.
Steve Martin, also Batman.
I don't think so.
All right, Jake, last week you beat us. You shouldn't have beat us, but you did. Now we need to get our revenge. Are you ready?
Are you ready is the question.
Born ready. Came out of the womb ready.
I don't know if you're going to – I had a tough one with this one, thinking of this one last night. I had to look this one up. All right. In Super Bowl 45, where the Green Bay Packers defeated the Steelers, the halftime show was performed by the Black Eyed Peas, Usher, and this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame musician, known for being one of the greatest guitar players of all time. A, Carlos Santana. B, Eric Clapton. C/D, Jack White.
I think 3, 2, 1, Clapton.
You would know better than I would. You would know better than I would.
Dude, I was so hammered for Super Bowl 45. I came home for the weekend to hang out with my parents. My dad and I, we drank
same here.
So much whiskey.
Yeah, Patron.
Yeah, Jameson.
I remembered the Black Eyed Peas when I was thinking about this last night, but I couldn't remember. I knew there was someone that came out with him that was ridiculous, and I couldn't remember what it was.
I think it was Clapton.
This one's all you.
We'll take a shot with Clapton.
It was C/. Slash is the correct answer.
All right, 0-1. Let's go.
All right. This player won a Super Bowl with the Steelers and with the Green Bay Packers. A, Najee Davenport. B, Mike Tomczak. C, Limus Swede. Or D, John Kuhn.
Kuhn, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he got drafted by the Steelers fullback out of Millersville.
John Kuhn, final answer.
D, John Kuhn is your final answer. That is correct.
Bang!
Played 1 year for the Steelers, 2006, and then went to the Packers.
He's a Shippensburg guy.
Shippensburg, that's right.
Shippensburg, yes.
Fullback.
Yes, correct. Very nice, very nice. All right, last question.
All the marbles.
Rubber match. Here we go. The Packers and the Steelers have played head-to-head 37 times, with the Packers leading the series 20-17. When was the last time the Packers won on the road in Pittsburgh? What year, I should say. A, 1980. B, 1975. C, 1970. Or D, 2011?
Well, it wasn't 11.
Good job. You got 50-50, and you got to ask Callis still.
50-50?
Yep.
50-50. Great, guys. Love it. Okay, we're going to stay with A, 1980, and C, 1970.
I feel like that's a long time, 1970. I got to go with the closer
one. It is a long time. That's why this is crazy.
Yeah, you want to go to 1980?
Yeah.
Harry, you agree 1980? Doesn't matter.
That one was speaking to me, yeah.
All right, we're all on 80.
All right. Unfortunately, guys, C, 1970 is the correct answer. So if this was a home game, I think the Steelers would feel much better about this game.
It is a home game, you dork.
It is. Is it? I thought it was.
Yeah, now I can't trust anything you said. You're all right. This information could be incorrect.
We got to look it up now.
He even said, oh, I actually had to look up this last one. I thought you looked them all up. I thought these were all official.
I don't know why. Oh, it is a home game. Jesus. I don't know. It's early. All right. I don't get up at 4 in the morning like you guys. I wake up a half hour ago at 6 o'clock.
Get out of here.
A lot of excuses.
Get out of here.
Some slack.
Get out of here.
A lot of excuses.
Get the hell out of here. See ya.
Well, still.
Peace out. Goodbye. Jackass. I mean, I love him, but...
He was still talking. I gave him the mute. Sent him on his way.
He thought the game was in Green Bay.
I mean, the Steelers do have some stuff going for them. They haven't beat the Steelers at Pittsburgh since 1970.
That's crazy.
The Steelers have been good coming off these Thursday night losses under Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, historically pretty damn good on Sunday night football. Pretty good when NFC teams come to Acrisure Stadium. A lot going for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.